Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 116 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here listening to this podcast today. Whether you are a first-time listener or a return listener, we are just so pleased that you are here with us today. If you are new to the podcast, it's our hope that you would return and continue to devote yourself to this holy practice of building the holy habit of reading God's Word each and every day. You're not going to be perfect along the way. There may be a day you miss or two or a week. It doesn't matter. But continue to have grace on yourself and continue to build on this habit more and more each day so that we might get deeper into God's Word, find God in God's Word, and be a people formed by it so that we might glorify God wherever we go. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, please click the link that's in the show notes and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. I'm not going to ask you all to like or subscribe the podcast, but hey, if you feel compelled, no one will stop you. Well, today we'll be reading from Nehemiah chapters 8 through 10, Psalm number 116, and Proverb 23. You'll see that we have a reading from the Old Testament right now, each and every day, plus a psalm and plus a proverb, because the psalm and the proverbs are like the worship book and the wisdom of the Bible, and it's good to soak in those each and every day. And we will keep those on repeat throughout the entirety of this reading plan. By way of this podcast today, however, I will be reading Nehemiah chapter 8, but be sure to read the rest on your own. I'll be using the web translation, that's the World English Bible, because it's in the public domain, but feel free to use whatever you have on hand. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Nehemiah chapter 8. All the people gathered themselves as one man into the wide place that was in front of the water gate. And they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it before the wide place that was in front of the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and of those who could understand. The ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a pulpit of wood, which they had made for this purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand. And on his left hand, Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkiah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great God. All the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hands. They bowed their heads and worshipped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalida, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stayed in their place. They read in the book and the law of God distinctly, and they gave the sense so that they understood the reading. Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to the people, Today is holy to Yahweh your God. Don't mourn nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For today is holy to our Lord. Don't be grieved, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Don't be grieved. All the people went their way to eat, drink, to send portions, and to celebrate, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. On the second day, the heads of fathers' households of all the people, the priests and the Levites, were gathered together to Ezra the scribe to study the words of the law. They found written in the law how Yahweh had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, "Go out to the mountain and get olive branches, branches of wild olive, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of thick trees to make temporary shelters, as it is written." So the people went out and brought them and made themselves temporary shelters. Everyone on his roof or in the courts of God's house, in the wide place of the water gate, and in the wide place of Ephraim's gate. All the assembly of those who had come back out of captivity made temporary shelters and lived in the temporary shelters. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, to that day the children of Israel had not done so. There was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. They kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according to the ordinance. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. Lord, we don't take for granted the breath that we have in our lungs, because each breath is a gift from you. The next is never guaranteed. So we thank you for this opportunity to find you in your word while you may be found. Speak to us with your still small voice. Instruct us in the power of the Holy Spirit, and apply your truths to our lives that we might glorify you in all ways, each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, to help reorient us, since we've not met together since Friday, we are at the point in Nehemiah 8 where the reconstruction project of Jerusalem is well underway. And since then, there has been a return of many of the people who were in captivity in Babylon to the place of Jerusalem. Have you noticed in Nehemiah chapter 8 that it says that the people really haven't had much to do with celebrating the feasts or gathering together for the reading of God's word since the time of Joshua, the son of Nun? This is a long time to be without the things that God has ordained for us to follow. Remember, God gave a bunch of these feasts and assemblies that the people of Israel were to follow as a means of remembering what God has brought them through, to remember the ways that God has preserved them through hardship and captivity and slavery, even the wilderness wandering, to the point where they are today. All of that demonstrated God's loving kindness and patience and compassion throughout the journey. And when you don't submit yourselves to what God has prescribed for us for our own benefit, we forget. And here we have a forgetful people that are now gathered as one, which is incredible. It's huge. It's a movement of the Holy Spirit that brought the people together. And what do? They submit themselves to the hearing of the reading of God's law through the scribe and also priest Ezra. And the people are just enamored with the reading of this word, and they're shouting their amens, they're participating in the worship, and they have the Levites there that interpret the word and help apply it to the people's lives. And they are just so overwhelmed to the point of weeping. But God says, "Don't weep, because the joy of the Lord is your strength." I wonder how many of us have gotten into patterns in our lives where we forget what God has done in and through us and for us over the years. It's important to have a posture for remembering. This is part of the reason why Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper. Right? He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." It's a time for us to, on the regular, come before God at the table and remember what God has done for us, not only since the time of the Hebrew Bible, but through the work, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who paved the way for our salvation, that we might live good and thriving lives in God's abundance, and that we might be postured to be a people that are effective to God's witness in the world. We remember. We also need to build habits within our own lives throughout the days of our weeks, through prayer, through reading scripture, through journaling, whatever the case may be. There are so many different spiritual practices that help us to remember. Because when the going gets tough, we need to have this remembrance to persevere. So friends, I invite you this week to build those patterns, to establish those spiritual disciplines, and to commit to digging a little bit deeper in your lives so that you might be more firmly rooted in God's grace and in a position to persevere and to thrive for God's glory. Friends, I hope that you enjoyed this time together today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.